News. I'm Jim Bertel. The White House has released a memo summarizing President Trump's controversial phone call with Ukraine's leader in July. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The summary shows the president repeatedly prodded his Ukrainian counterpart to work with personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani and Attorney General William Barr to investigate political rival Joe Biden. The president was talking about unsubstantiated allegations that Biden tried to interfere with a Ukrainian prosecutor's probe of Son Hunter, saying, quote, "It sounds horrible to me." The president's been insisting for days he did nothing wrong on the call.
It was a perfect call.
The intelligence community's watchdog believed the call could be a campaign finance violation, with the president seeking political help. The Justice Department says it found no violation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House, the allegations that Mr. Trump sought Ukraine's help with his 2020 re-election bid prompted Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to announce a formal impeachment inquiry. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Trump says the impeachment bid should not be happening.
Just so you understand, it's the single greatest witch hunt in American history, probably in history, but in American history. It's a disgraceful thing.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky steered clear of the controversy Wednesday as he made his debut speech at the UN, instead focusing on the horrors of war and on his country's ongoing conflict with Russia. China is urging President Trump to listen to developing countries and oppose bullying after the American leader criticized its trade status at the United Nations. A foreign ministry spokesman is calling on Mr. Trump to meet China halfway in settling trade disputes. The two governments are locked in an escalating tariff war that threatens to tip the global economy into recession. This is VOA News. In an unrelated move, The U.S. is imposing sanctions on certain Chinese entities for knowingly transferring oil from Iran. Lawmakers in Britain returned to the House of Commons Wednesday following a Supreme Court ruling that Prime Minister Boris Johnson had acted illegally by suspending Parliament. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The Prime Minister is hurrying back to London after cutting short a trip to the UN General Assembly amid demands for his resignation from furious opposition parties. Johnson remains on a collision course with Parliament over his determination to extract Britain from the European Union on October the 31st, even if no divorce deal is reached. Parliament has passed a law requiring him to seek an extension if there is no deal, but Johnson says he won't do that under any circumstances. Cabinet Minister Michael Gove says the government respected the court decision.
The Prime Minister, like I, recognises that the Supreme Court has issued a unanimous judgment. We respect that. We will, of course, obey that judgment, obey the law.
Karen Chamas, London.
A United Nations special report warns much of humanity is threatened by global warming's devastating impact on oceans and frozen regions of Earth. The report concludes that climate change is accelerating ocean warming, rising sea levels, melting ice sheets and glaciers, and causing other related environmental problems. Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg is among four people named Wednesday as the winners of a Right Livelihood Award, also known as the Alternative Nobel. The director of the foundation says he's proud to present her with the award.
Thunberg is the powerful voice of a young generation that will have to bear the consequences of today's political failure to stop climate change.
Meanwhile, Thunberg is opening up about her viral moment involving President Trump at this week's UN Climate Summit in New York. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president didn't see Thunberg, but she saw him and was seen staring at the president.
Suddenly he came in and security went, "You have to step to the side." And then I just wondered what was going on. And then he showed up and I think I was very shocked.
Thunberg appeared in New York on a Scandinavian talk show. The president also tweeted about Thunberg, saying she seems like a very happy young girl looking forward to a bright and wonderful future. So nice to see.
I knew that sometime he is probably going to say something about me.
Does she consider the tweet sarcasm?
Well, of course I do. But yeah. Of course he's going to write that.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities are distributing tents, food, and water among thousands of earthquake victims in Pakistan-held Kashmir as the death toll rises to at least 37 from a powerful 5.8 magnitude tremor that hit on Tuesday. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.